Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for joining us, for staying with us this morning, if you've been hanging around already. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Karen Post is our guest. She's the branding diva. She's the president and founder of TPF Group Incorporated. She's a professional speaker, and, of course, she's a branding consultant and expert. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. It's a pleasure. I want to talk about that your brand.
Okay.
The branding diva. Now, you ladies, this diva thing, you ladies have really, you know, you've got an upper hand on us guys.
Well, I'd have to agree that being a diva is a great thing.
I know it, but see, when I started this show and started my brand. What would I call myself? And I thought, well, why couldn't I be the small business stud? You know, but I didn't think I could get away with that. So I wasn't able to do that.
Well, it's been a great name for me. I run into people all the time. They forget my first name, but they always remember branding diva.
Well, that's what a brand's supposed to do, isn't
it? That's right.
Yeah. Well, talk to us about branding. Why is it important?
Well, branding is important because it adds value to organizations. They've done a lot of research, and in all industries, it has been shown that buyers will spend more for a product if they believe it has a brand. And a brand basically is the sum of what a company, an individual, or an organization does to communicate their purpose, their personality, and their promise to their market. But branding, primarily, in addition to adding value, instills confidence in stakeholders, whether they're investors or employees or bankers or people that they've invested money from. A strong brand also attracts superstar employees and encourages people to do their best when they work for an organization.
We've spoken a lot about branding on this show, Karen, because my audience, as I told you when we spoke about getting you on the show, this is something that I've taken upon myself. There are a handful of things that I've taken upon myself to make sure that I had an influence in the lives of small business, and one of them is to get them to understand about brands. So, about the fact that they have a brand and that they need to build, and not only have a brand, but they need to maintain and grow their brand. But one of the things we haven't talked a lot about on this show before, and you just said it, and that is that it's important for our employees to have a good brand.
Absolutely.
Strong brand.
Yeah.
It's an issue of their pride, isn't it?
Well, a brand really reduces risk to the buyer, whether it's a consumer buying a product or an employee making a choice about two companies that may offer the same job with the same compensation package. And if a company has a brand, a prospective employee generally has a grip around what this company is about, and they understand the personality of the company and the purpose of the company, and that is a big risk reduction factor in the mental process about selecting a company. So it's very important in the human resource aspect of a company. So branding's not really just a marketing department thing. Branding
right.
should touch every piece of the business.
Exactly. And, you know, there was a time when I, for a number of years in another life, when I worked for Xerox. And in the 70s, when you walked into a business with a Xerox business card, that brand got some attention. You got in the door with that brand.
Absolutely.
And in those days, though, if you told other people you were a small business owner, well, they might or might not be impressed with that. These days, small business owner, our PR has gotten a lot better for small business over the last few years. These days it's a little different, but there's something about walking in a door or calling somebody or being introduced or whatever and your brand to ring a bell.
Right.
It's important, isn't it? Whether that be for a prospective employee or obviously our prospective customers.
Absolutely. And many people think that branding is just for big Fortune 500 companies, and branding is for anyone.
That's a dangerous assumption, isn't it?
Oh, it is, because branding is for anyone or any organization that competes in a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And so branding is an important thing. And everyone has a natural brand, because a brand is really what people think when they hear your name, or how they feel when they see your logo or one of your trucks or one of your signs. But what I like to call as a landed brand is a very strategic, conscious, planned out process, so that your brand can really work for you and not just be the one that comes with you just based on how you behave and treat your market.
You know, another thing that we've got to do as owners, it seems to me, Karen, is we've got to believe that we have a brand. We've got to internalize that. We've got to understand what a brand is and the importance of it. And the reason I say that is I've known people who bought brands. You know, they bought a company. And the reason they bought it was because it was a brand. But they didn't really do anything to nurture it and to grow it and to maintain it and to strengthen it. They sort of expected it just to go out there and do what it was supposed to do on its own.
Right.
They didn't really think of it as almost the entity that it is.
Right. Well, I believe a really strong brand should resonate through every point of contact that you have with your buying market. And your buying market is not only the folks that pay money for your product, but it's also the influencer base, the media, your investors, industry groups, all of that. But every point of contact is everything from how you answer the telephone, what your customer service is like, the uniforms that your employees may wear, what your website looks like. All of these are great branding opportunities to weave in your message, because your brand is your story, and it's your personality, and it's what you're about. And it's not a difficult thing to do. It just takes a little bit of planning, but it can be really powerful. And when companies go to merge with another company or go to sell to a larger organization, there's a lot more zeros on that balance sheet when there are strong brands.
Absolutely. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website is brandingdiva.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
You will find a bunch of great articles and resources about how to land a brand. I have about 10 different ways to start your planning process and the steps that you need to take. You can also sign up for an e-zine, which comes out quarterly. It's called The Brain Tattoo.
Is that a printed newsletter?
It's an email newsletter.
E-zine. All right.
And
that
then
sounds
you
good.
You can print back copies to PDF files.
All right. Stand by. Karen Post is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the Branding Diva. BrandingDiva.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm the Small Business Stud. Are you buying that? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. 800-531-3815. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Sam Norwood's going to join us. He's going to talk to us about what his partners, his 300 or 400 partners across the country, are saying about the economy. We're going to get that report coming up in the next half hour. Karen Post is our guest. She's our new friend. She's the Branding Diva. And that's her website, brandingdiva.com. And check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good things there. I'm on the site right now. It looks good, and I think you'll like it. And a lot of free stuff here, right, Karen?
That's right. Lots of good ideas, and you just need to do them.
Yeah. This is, folks, you've heard me say before, you've heard me talk about branding on this show a lot. And I think it's one of the most important things you can do to ensure long-term success. And that is so that whenever your customers and prospects need whatever it is that you sell, instead of thinking of the thing that they need, the first thing that pops into their mind is either the front of your building or the brand of your company or your product, or maybe, how about this, Karen, how about the face of one of your employees?
Absolutely.
That's a brand. That's branding, isn't it?
Yeah, because they should be champions of your brand. And a lot of companies miss out on the opportunity to develop the brand internally, and it's really important from the time that you may be developing your applications for employment. You need to be having brand language on there,
mm-hmm.
to your training, to events that you do within your organization, because the more your employees understand your brand, the more powerful it will be. And so that's an important aspect.
Well,
of it.
They're an extension of you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can only be if it's just you, you're 100% extension of yourself. If you're the only person who's believes in and is leveraging your brand, that's not very many people. One of the things that your employees need to be doing is helping you leverage your brand, and not only doing it, but doing it the right way. And that takes training, doesn't it, Karen?
Absolutely. And I think all companies that have brands should have some sort of a branding manual that they move forward with their brand, so that they clearly lay out what their brand means and how to use their brand graphics and different opportunities for their brand. So just like when you do your employee manual on all your policies, the branding piece should also be worked in there.
You know, whenever I've had receptionists to answer the phone of one of my businesses in the past, a new person, when I'd call that business, they would answer the phone, and if they didn't answer it the way I wanted them to answer it, if they weren't projecting that brand in the proper way when they answered the phone, I would straighten them out. I mean, obviously, I would do it in a nice way, at least the first couple of times. But the thing is that it's important that we say our brands properly, that we represent them properly, and we need to take a lesson from the big box folks, the big companies, Karen, don't we?
Absolutely.
Because they are absolute Nazis about making sure their brands are presented the right way.
Yeah, and if you look at really big, successful companies that have strong brands, you can learn a lot about how they brand and how you can apply that to your smaller business. And the big part about a brand, just like when you think about branding a cow, cattlemen use that to differentiate their cattle so mm-hmm. that they wouldn't get mixed up in the herd. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the brand is. It's how are you different in the marketplace, and what are you going to give your customers to mentally make a bond with. And I challenge people that are thinking about branding to go deeper beyond, yes, you've got a great product and fabulous customer service, because buyers hear that so much that it doesn't sometimes mean as much as we would like it to mean. So go deeper and think about, is there something in your background that's interesting? Is there a physical characteristic about how you package your product? Is it about your team? But what is unique about your business? And then run with that, and don't follow the pack. My one of my famous sayings is follow the pack or the same path as everyone else, and you too will be roadkill.
Yeah.
So you've got to be different, and you've got to have courage, because having a brand a lot of times means going out of your comfort zone and doing something that's a little different than your industry may be used to seeing. But if you look at all the big successful brands, they all went somewhere new, and they had the courage to do that. So be bold and go brand.
I like that. And I'm glad you brought up the word courage, because that is something that small business owners have got to have plenty of if we're going to be successful. You know, Karen, one of the things I was just noticing about the conversation that you and I have had for the last several minutes, I don't think one time have we mentioned the dollar sign.
No, we
Everything we've talked about has been something in the minds of people, in our minds, our employees' minds, in our customers' minds, and we haven't said anything about having to spend money, have we?
No, and you do need to have a commitment to spending resources. Now, whether those are hard cash dollars or whether they're human resources, it does take a commitment to brand, but a lot of times you can be creative, and there's a lot of grassroots guerrilla activities that you can do to really leverage your brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, a big budget is nice, but I'll tell you what, if you don't really understand your brand, if you don't understand the concept of branding, you can waste a lot of money, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's where the whole branding process starts, is you must know who you are, and you must be able to boil that down to a very small phrase of probably less than 10 words.
Yeah.
Why are you here? And what is your purpose and your role? And if you're not clear on that, you are going to have a tough time moving forward with your brand. So that's where developing a branding starts. And then the second piece is you must be unique and you must be different. Then you got to connect with folks who want what you have and work on your best market. Don't try to be everything to everyone, because most businesses can't do that. Deliver a great experience and then make sure and communicate your brand. So if you've got a good one, make sure the market knows about it, because if they don't know about it, it's not worth a whole lot.
Well said, Karen. Karen Post, the Branding Diva. That's brandingdiva.com. Karen, this has been fun. Will you come back and do this again?
Oh, I sure will. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again. Thanks, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.